Hi again, everyone. Welcome back to Radio Lee. Well, nothing says impending solstice like a large tub of herring. Yep, my yearly tradition. And herring is especially appreciated after a good hour of shoveling. It's beautiful outside. Where I live, we've had about 4 new inches of snow and are due for about 4 more overnight. So I decided to split my effort into 2 shifts of shoveling. The snow is light and it glimmers as it falls. Glimmers in the glow of the street lamps and porch lights. Glimmers as it falls and sparkles as it builds. Such beauty. I had the dog with me as I shoveled, but left the car doors open so he could go in and out at will, since he gets cold quite easily. In spite of 2 sweaters my mother knit for him and the winter coat he wears over these. It's not enough. His little pads can only take so much before he starts dancing with 2 cold feet. He curled up in his blankets on the seat for most of my work, coming out once to visit with me and take a piss. I went over the drive and walkway twice, knowing I will have to do it again come morning. I was hungry when I got in spite of having had my dinner, so I hit the herring, which hit the spot. I am like a bear feeding, I thought, while my dog's pads melted of snow chunks as he waited, sitting on a towel in the foyer. I go to him and begin drying him off. He intently whiffs my breath. Fish. I think, why not? Why not share with him? Yes, I decided. This will be our new tradition. He gets half an apple every evening, his little snack before shutting in for the night. I gave him a couple pieces of herring to start, and he ate this with joy, I'd say, repeatedly licking his bowl clean before I put in the apple. Dear little dog. This afternoon, on our walk, just as the snow was beginning, I was running with him in the street, headed to the little park he loves to run in. I let go of the lead, and off he scampers, his small sense of freedom and play limited only by the occasional skip he takes over the lead dragging beneath his feet. As we turned the corner to approach the last block to the park, I smiling and trotting along with my dog's playfulness, a man pulled up in his SUV and rolled down the window. I expected a question about directions. Instead, he said with real enthusiasm, "I commend you for finding the beauty of the day." "It's a lot of work," he said, meaning the snow. "But it is beautiful." "Thank you," I said. And that was that. He rolled away into the snowfall and the dog and I ran into the park. The good feeling of snow enveloped, negative ions, a friend taught me, cleansing all that would bother us. And there is plenty to be bothered about, no doubt. But it's a good thing, I think, to see the elephant in the national living room. There was never any doubt as to its presence, only its presence never had such prominent representation. It is good to know its shape and size and how serious it is about its business. You want to know its name. You want to know how to respond to it. And so it is, I wait with bated breath, wondering if the Electoral College will show any mettle come Monday, December 19th, 2016. My little dog, on the other hand, waits for nothing but food and warmth and a place to poop. He is curled up in peace on his little bed now, cozy in his doggy sweater. He teaches me every day about presence and being. He shoves his muzzle into the snow, and every moment of his life is an exuberance of love. We humans should do so well. Here are the next three limericks in my series of limericks having to do with the president-elect Donald Trump and all that has happened since the election, or as I like to call it, the selection. Oh my God, you have to laugh. Anyway, it's so ridiculous. It really is so ridiculous, except that it's so frightening at the same time. But here we go. The artist responds. Limerick number 4. Far from the shadows he yearned and wondered if he'd really learn anything new of red, white, and blue, or all the brown bodies returned. Number 5. Dawn said, "Flag burnin's verboten. You'll go to prison, that's certain." He tweeted the cause, First Amendment pause. Erode people's rights, his assertion. Number 6. The states were becoming more stupid? Enjoying just football and Cupid? Suppose that's not bad. But be sure you've been had when the climate's last hopes are uprooted. There you have it. Radio Lee's election commentary continues. I thank you for listening. I'll see you next time on Radio Lee.